This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Several new members of the General Assembly will take office in January. We plan to catch up with some of them to see why they wanted the job and what they hope to accomplish as lawmakers. First up is Dave Severin. Severin is a Republican who beat Democratic Representative John Bradley in a hard-fought campaign for the 117th House District. He's a small business owner and a longtime school board member from Benton.
I think a lot of people would look at what's going on in Illinois government and say, why the heck do you want to get involved? You know, it's a tough job and it's even tougher right now. So what made you want to be a part of Illinois government?
You know, watching what's going on in the state and what's not going on in the state, and having been basically a servant of the public my entire life from our family's businesses and also just involved in service to the community, I felt like it was time for me to stand up and fight for Southern Illinois and for our 117th district. And, you know, my life is, we were in the nursing home business for 3 decades. I've been on the school board for almost 3 decades. I was in charge of Special Olympics for 10 years. Been involved with just a lot of community service things. And so I felt like, you know, life has always had a lot of challenges. Challenges to me are an opportunity to find a way to help people. And I felt like that was important for me to do.
What are some of the biggest priorities in your area? What are folks saying they want you to do when you get to Springfield?
Talking to people, going door to door and just seeing people out in the public, several things. They're upset that there's no budget. They're upset that taxes are high. They're upset about unemployment. They're concerned about the Speaker of the House and the longevity that he's been there and the lack of working with both sides. And so I would say, you know, years ago, people in, you know, going door to door campaigning, they wouldn't have any idea who the Speaker of the House was. But I mean, literally, when I knocked on people's doors, they said, what are you going to do about Mike Madigan? And, you know, what are you going to do about Republicans and Democrats not working together? And what are you going to do about, there not being a budget? So people are informed and they're watching what's going on in the state, or what I like to say is what's not going on in the state.
And what do you say to them when they ask you that? I mean, it's a pretty tough impasse right now as a new lawmaker. What can you do?
Well, what I've done my whole life is worked with people. And my attempt has always been is to bring people together. And that's what we have to do to get this state going again. And to get it going again, we've got to, first off, get a balanced budget and realize that we have to work together. If Republicans just stay with Republicans and Democrats just stay with Democrats, and of course the Democrats in the still have the majority, we're never going to accomplish anything. So what we've got to do is come together, and that's going to be my goal, is to push that we put the politics aside and we put Illinois as our number one priority. And if that becomes our number one priority, we will get a balanced budget. We will get some turnaround agenda things working if we put Illinois first, not put ourselves and our agendas first.
And you just won a pretty hard-fought and tough campaign. So when you get to Springfield, you know, some Democrats may not be real excited to be maybe your best buddy or anything, but how do you reach across the aisle? What do you actually do when you get here? What do you plan to do? Do you plan to sit down and have dinner with folks? Or, you know, what are the actual acts that you want to take on?
There's two ways to look at that. There are people that I'm sure, you know, the tough campaign that I won, that aren't happy. And I would always venture to say there are people that I don't know if I want to use the word happy, but I would say that they are looking forward to a breath of fresh air and someone new to work with. And so what will I do is I'll introduce myself to everybody in the House, Republican and Democrat, and let them know who I am and what I'm about, and that I want to work for this state of Illinois. And I mean, I'm representing the 2.5 counties down here in Southern Illinois, but my goal is to fight for us, but to fight for the whole state. So yes, it's going to be a challenge, but you know, something that I'm looking forward to, excited about, humbled by, realize that it's serious and it isn't something that's just going to happen overnight as far as getting things turned around.
A lot of the talk around here and a lot of the campaigning on both sides tied lawmakers to their leadership of either party. And, you know, there's a lot of accusations of folks being beholden to, if you're a Democrat, the legislative leaders, if you're a Republican, the governor. How will you be independent when you're in the legislature?
When I ran, you know, my opponent, one of the first things he said was I was a handpicked governor's boy. And actually, I met the governor for the first time about 3 weeks ago on a Tuesday when I went up to Springfield. I had never talked to him. I'd never met him. And so I ran on my own merit. Of course, the governor, put funds in to support ads and those types of things. But as far as the reason I ran and what I'm running for is for my district, 117th, and not just the 117th district, but for the whole state. That's the merits that I ran on. And so my beliefs are in line with our governor as far as being conservative and having a balanced budget. I don't agree with him on all. I'm pro-life. He's pro-choice. And there's other issues. But, being a small business owner and being in a family that owned businesses for the last about 50 years, I know what it's like to make ends meet. I'm going to work to try to get this state turned around and back where people are coming to the state of Illinois, not leaving the state of Illinois, where people can work here and feel good about it, and where kids, when they finish high school or college, they want to stay in Southern Illinois or they want to stay in Illinois. Their goal isn't, as soon as they get out of school, to leave.
What are your thoughts on the budget? What would you like to see happen there?
You know, we didn't get in this mess overnight, and we can't fix it overnight. In my opinion, and I think everyone else agrees with this also, we can't leave any stone unturned as far as looking at all the possibilities, to get us out of this mess where we're, not paying our bills. I talked to a gentleman on the phone and met with him last week that he's got bills that are, 12 months and older that are outstanding. So we've got to look at all the different options and be open to them and be realistic.
When you say leave nothing unturned, does that mean you're open to any possibilities right now? Are you open to cuts? Are you open to tax increases? Are you just trying to keep an open mind about it at this point? Or
keeping an open mind is exactly what I'm doing. I've got to be open-minded to look at all the different options and try to make the very best choices for not just for today, but for tomorrow and the days ahead. Very challenging, no doubt about it. As you said, alluded to earlier, people ask, why would you want to do this? I'm excited about being a part of fixing the state of Illinois and getting us back on track and getting people excited about wanting to be an Illinoisan rather than being embarrassed or ashamed to say they're from Illinois.